Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Becker's Dental and DSO Review podcast series. I'm Gabrielle Mason, assistant editor with Becker's Hospital Review, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Kim Marcus, senior vice president of accounting and finance at Smile Brands. Kim, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. We're glad to have you here. I'd love to jump into the first conversation topic today. Kim, could you just briefly tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience in the industry?
Sure. Well, I've been leading accounting and or finance teams for over 30 years in a variety of industries, including telecommunications and publishing, but most predominantly in healthcare. And I've been working with Smile Brands for about 12 years. And I really love working for this great company. Every day, there's more evidence about the linkage between oral health and other diseases, including heart disease, and of course, COVID-19. That's a big issue these days. And my husband, coincidentally, is also a dentist in private practice here in Orange County, California. So I'm very connected to this industry. Yeah. It's just a nice little coincidence. We talk dentistry every single day. And the work that we're doing here is so vital. And every team member contributes to the delivery of our mission, which is, I think, one of the things that's so wonderful about this company. But my team at Smile Brands is responsible for all of the accounting and finance operations, including the typical monthly processes, as well as payroll, budgeting, and financial reporting, all the standard things that you would have in an accounting and finance team.
Which, I mean, Smile Brands is one of the largest DSOs in the U.S., so that would be quite a lot of work and quite a lot of data, I can imagine. Can you tell us a little more about that, Smile Brands, and a few points of pride?
Sure. And we are now one of the largest DSOs, but our focus is on trying to be the best, not necessarily the biggest. But we did just complete a major merger transaction on December 1st with a company called Midwest Dental. And so overnight, we grew about 50% in size. So that's very exciting and keeping everybody very busy. Yes. So points of pride, my favorite one is everybody talks about culture, but our mission of Smiles for Everyone is what drives our culture. And our culture is really what I believe sets us apart and the thing that we've been most recognized for. It's kind of a maniacal dedication to that mission, I think, that has been the key to our response to the COVID pandemic and really every crisis we've ever faced. There have been economic downturns. There have been plenty of crises that have faced our company. And through it all, we've been dedicated to delivering Smiles for Everyone, which is our mission. And it doesn't just mean pasting a smile on everybody's face. What it means is delivering the optimal outcomes for all of our stakeholders and constituents, whether that's patients, vendor partners, employees, investors, really the whole community within which we operate. And that mission has really sustained us, especially as we entered the COVID pandemic. And during the early days of the pandemic, we launched a new platform, which we call Safe Smile Space. And it was a way for us to get our employees to band together to create a safe working environment for all of our office teams and for our patients, not just from infection, which is the obvious protocol, but also against the impact of any form of discrimination, harassment, or any form of aggression. So it's really all about lifting each other up and supporting our team members. And we've been really successful in having our team members embrace that platform across the company. And we've been recognized by Glassdoor, which probably everybody knows, and also Comparably for being a best place to work and having the best CEO, but also for diversity, promotion of women, professional development, and my favorite, which is overall happiness. Because if you're not happy at work, you're not going to bring your best self to the job every day. So we have a lot to be proud of there. Last and definitely not least, I'm really proud of the philanthropic work that Smile Brands does. both domestically and abroad, bringing dental care to underserved populations at home and around the world. And I've been fortunate to participate both domestically and internationally in actually delivering care. And it's really inspiring to see the smiles on faces of children and parents who would not be able to receive care if we weren't out there, you know, delivering it free of charge. So that's really an exciting piece of our mission as well.
Yeah, wow. I did not know about that international philanthropic work. It's really impressive. And it sounds like Smile Brands is very aptly named. You touched on it a little bit, but the industry has talked a lot about how COVID-19 is clinically affecting dental patients. But how is it affecting the dental industry financially?
Well, it's definitely had a drastic impact. And in the early days of COVID, April timeframe, only 15% of our offices were open full time. Now, there were another 40% that were open on an on-call emergency basis, but that had a huge impact, obviously, on our business. And over 60% of our employees were furloughed for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And many of those who were not furloughed were working at reduced pay. So there were pay cuts that people took, pay deferrals. So the financial impact on our company and our employees was obviously very significant. And what was really amazing to me was that during those early days when we were operating at 15%, there was never a time when I felt that we would not come out of it successfully. Our CEO, Steve Bilt, provided incredible leadership during this time. We met every single day on Zoom calls, and we continue to do that. And there was never a time when I didn't feel the optimism and the power that our mission and our teamwork was going to be able to deliver to bring us out of this crisis. And we responded very quickly. We took a number of financial, operational, and clinical steps to make sure that we could remain as open as possible and keep our patients and our employees safe. That was the priority. And during this time too, the general population was very fearful and needed a lot of reassurance about coming to the dentist. And we were out there front and center with education and information to help people make the right decisions for their own health and well-being. So, you know, that really brought us through the very difficult times. And by June, we were, you know, back up to operating at about 90%.
Just hearing the certainty in your voice, even now in these uncertain times, it's very reassuring to me. And, you know, I'm not even trying to receive dental care right now, but have patients responded well to that? You're seeing the numbers go up. So those initiatives that you implemented, you feel like good about them? Was there any one thing that patients really responded well to that they really were like, this made a difference?
I think it was the obvious care that we were taking with all the protective, the PPE, and making sure that as patients came in, they were being screened themselves. Most patients responded very, very positively to that. There were a few who didn't actually like that. They didn't actually like the pre-screening, but most people really appreciated the care that we were taking with them. Asking them, for instance, to wait in their cars rather than sitting in the waiting room and being too close to other people. So we took a great many steps. We were disinfecting constantly. We still are our waiting rooms. So just the patients being able to see that we were being very, very careful, I think they responded very, very well to that.
Thank you for that clarification. And then, you know, moving forward, what's a piece of advice that you would give emerging dental leaders?
Well, you know, one of my favorite quotes, and it's been repeated so much lately that there's debate over who said it first, but I think it was Winston Churchill in the 1940s, who said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." And this has been really important to Smile Brands. When we were hit with COVID, we didn't just sit back and cry about our fate and close our doors. There were an awful lot of dental practices that closed down completely during COVID. You know, even some in the large DSO space closed down almost completely. We did not. We stayed as open as we possibly could, and we took the opportunity to learn how to do business differently and operate in this new paradigm. And, you know, that meant things like our vice president of sourcing driving around in his personal pickup truck, delivering masks and gloves to our offices, just everybody doing whatever they could and whatever needed to be done, and not sitting back and saying, well, I don't do that. That's not my role. That's not my job. We had everybody pitching in, doing everything they could to make the company successful. And not only did that improve our teamwork, it was great for morale, but it also taught us new ways to manage the business. We learned things about scheduling, about length of appointments, how to optimize our business. And we've been able to take those lessons forward into whatever the post-COVID environment might look like. The learning from that for me was, if you're faced with a new and difficult situation, take the opportunity to learn from it and become better than you were before.
Absolutely. And, you know, this has been such a revealing time for everyone, but I think that skill to be able to take that and make it into something good is really, really impressive. And obviously Smile Brands has done that. And, you know, I actually hadn't heard that quote before, so I think I'm going to write it down. I loved it a lot. But
well, I actually have another favorite. It's from Albert Einstein. And I have this one carved in a rock on my desk. And it says, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And I liked it because it's just kind of funny, but it's a way of saying, don't lose sight of the vision and the purpose that made you and your team and your company what you are and made you successful. You obviously have to change and adapt to each new situation that you face, but the core values that made you successful before the pandemic should sustain you through it and after it. So there will always be another challenge on the horizon. We don't know if there will be another pandemic. We don't know what other crisis, you know, socioeconomic crisis might face us. But if you're connected to your team and your vision, I think your prognosis will be nothing but good.
I completely agree. And, you know, that kind of keep it simple mentality. Thank you, Kim, really for your time and sharing your insight with us today. I know our audience is really going to appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
And listeners, you can tune in to more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.